It is the Friday show, being recorded on Wednesday, coming out on Thursday, and having very little to do with Friday. But to be honest with you, it's not my fault. It's the Premier League. The games are absolutely all over the place at this stage, and we're having to sort of bear that in mind. We're trying to focus on the weekend's action, so that's going to be your main one to keep your eye on here. But also the weekend's action from a Liverpool point of view starts on Friday, so we wanted to get in bright and early ahead of that. We're going to talk about, obviously, Liverpool's visit to Southampton. We're also going to have a chat about the Cup semi-finals. We've got Rich Hobbs coming on to talk about Wolves. Lovely little conversation, that one. And we're also going to have a conversation around the other three weekend's Premier League games. But this is before any of the Wednesday night action. Just very quickly, City are battering Cardiff, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
I would have thought so.
Excellent. You'll have heard the voices there in order of Jim Johnson, of Dan Morgan, and of Adam Melia. They're all in for this Friday show. And it's always good to have Jim in. The fixtures have gone a bit mad, Jim. Last night, Man United beaten by Wolverhampton Wanderers, and Arsenal have surged, and I think surged is fair, to third as it stands. Can not quite feel as though they're odds on to finish top four, but what's underpinned the good run?
Well, I think getting a bit of consistency back post the FA Cup exit to Man United, a decent return from the games against the other five, which is something that hasn't happened in the later Wenger years. Man City home game, which is Emery's first game of the season, so you can kind of wipe that away. The Chelsea away game, which was Emery's second game of the season, that was, again, a game we probably should have got something out of. Man United away too, we should have certainly got more than a point in that game. Tottenham away, we should have won because Aubameyang missed that late penalty. And then the home games, I thought we were the better side against Liverpool, even though it was a 1-1 draw. We beat Tottenham. We beat Man United, we beat Chelsea. I can't remember a season in recent years when we can talk about that sort of thing.